Thank you, Chair, and good morning to all of you, including interpreters. Thanks for the starting of the introduction of the work of the group yesterday, which ended up in a draft for revised terms of reference and rules of procedures for a potential new group. And I call it in this slide as a, let's say, working title, Safe and Secure Access to Vehicle Data and Functions. It creates somehow a spellable acronym, SAVDF. It's not so bad. On the scope, the group will deal with all physical and virtual interfaces and associated vehicle communication channels for access to in-vehicle data and functions. And from the vehicle perspective, it should cover all vehicle types that are in scope of WP29, and then at a later stage, we could reference to the different resolutions, RE3, special resolution one, whatever is needed for the different agreements dealt by WP29. Next slide, please. Of course, it's important to have objectives, which would cover the principles for onboard authorization, which are, of course, without prejudice to any of the WP29 administered agreements, that the all contracting parties, global industry, and other stakeholders can benefit from the work. Very important is the stocktaking of best practices of related elements, as also offboard and vehicle onboard authentication and authorization systems in use already at national and regional levels. The really main objective is to have cybersecurity conform access to in-vehicle data and functions, and maybe also resources. And as you can see, there are several square brackets throughout the presentation, so it is a working document and open for discussion. Also, one objective could be to develop guidelines or requirements on facilitation of access to in-vehicle data and functions in a technology-neutral manner. This is very important that we stay technology-neutral and not come up with a technical solution to something that should be technology-neutral, as we are here in the merits of WP29. Also, a harmonized consent management for vehicle users that should ensure the protection of their privacy could be one of the objectives. And I think very important is also the to work on interoperability requirements, that vehicles coming from the different parts of the world and that they have also the same rights or possibilities to access to in-vehicle information. Now translating this into activities, next slide, please. I think everything should start with stock taking to see what are common practices in the different areas and how contracting parties as well as the industry have found up to now already potential solutions to deal with this when applying UN regulations 155 and 156. Also, it's important to look on the stakeholders, to look on the whole ecosystem around vehicle information, and there the group could work on a mapping of stakeholders and for identification of, for example, the needs, what rights would they need, what responsibility would this involve, but also, for example, to prevent of overlap of data access requirements or redundancies. Of course, main issues and legal obstacles need to be identified, and it should be also discussed with the different groups within the family of WP29. Then one could also extend the activities to have discussion items on establishment of internationally harmonized regulations, rules, or requirements on onboard authorization concepts, or then to develop guidelines or requirements on facilitation of access to in-vehicle data and functions, again, in a technology-neutral manner. Then on, as I mentioned, under the objectives, the harmonized consent management for vehicle users to ensure protection of their privacy. Very important from my point of view and for harmonization is the interoperability and also the safety requirements of the system. And finally, it could end up, François, if you go to the next slide, where I'm already more than halfway through, if there is need to come up with proposals of amendments, supplements to regulations, there must not be the two ones on the screen. I would see this rather open, or maybe even some new tool. And with this, I thank you for your patience.